Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I just got finished with work. I was excitingly, I was actually creating an infographic. Because I think as a product owner, I'm supposed to be getting better at marketing for everything. And so I had met with one of the other product owners and I was talking about a communication strategy. And because we send emails all the time to our users, we have a distribution list where all of our users, we put them on the distribution list so that when we have updates, we're going to have outages of our application, et cetera, et cetera. We can tell them. And we don't get a lot of engagement. We also have Slack and we have a Slack channel and I'll copy paste those in, but they tend to be tedious, long emails with links in them and stuff like that. And so one of the recommendations that this other lady recommended, and she's been a product owner a lot longer than I have, she said, you need to create infographics. Real splashy infographics that draw people's attention and then put them in the email, pin them in your Slack channel, and then link them to further information.
G'day, Adam. It's Scotty, your Aussie Butler, and I loved listening to your little recordings about your ski trip.
Oh, good.
It reminds me of our year 12 high school ski trip that I went on. Don't know how on earth I got to go on that, and we were like dirt poor, but anyway, somehow I went, and none of my friends went because it cost, well, sort of a lot of money, because ski fields in Australia are, I don't know, like...
First of all, Scotty, I'm gonna pause you right there, because first of all, are you in an aviary? Isn't that what it's called, where they have a lot of birds? Second of all, are you in the middle of a storm? And third of all, do they have, I didn't realize, because, okay, I know Australia is a really big country or really big. It's like a, well, is it, I'm going to get this completely. I'm going to say something really stupid. I know Australia is really big. Let's just put it that way. But, and I assume there are mountains in Australia. I've never been to, I'm starting to sound more and more dumb. But I don't think of ski resorts when I think of Australia. I just think of hot. And I'm sure I'm wrong. But are they all indoor ski areas, or are you actually going to some mountain where it snows?
700, 800, 900 miles away from Brisbane.
Ah.
And so, you know, we had to get the bus. Anyway.
It's probably in the north.
A couple of my twin brother's friends were going, and a whole heap of other cool and richer kids. And listening to your story of skiing with mittens just reminded me of that. The way all the cool, coordinated kids, and even a couple who'd skied before, just skied off and left the hopeless ones behind. And would catch the ski lift and then just laugh at the hopeless person
behind who was
there to just fall over and embarrass themselves. And then the ones who just picked it up really quickly would just ski off and leave the uncoordinated kids behind, or the kid like me who was there with no friends, who pretty much just had to spend the day by himself because the cool kids just... skied away and ignored you. Anyway, trip down memory lane. I'm sure one day Mittens will look back and have such fond memories of his first ski trip like I do. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling.
Get COVID vaccinated.
Thank you for calling, Scotty. I appreciate it. You know, we didn't leave Mark by himself, so I want to correct a few things. So first of all, I've been skiing for years and years and years, so it's not like all of us went and I just picked it up faster than him. I've been skiing forever. I've been skiing since I was about 14 years old. And so it had been a while, in fact, a long while, 9 or 10 years. I don't remember exactly, but it quite a while since I've been skiing. But I guess it's like riding a bicycle, because as soon as I got back on the skis, I remembered how to do it. But also, we didn't leave him. We were right there beside him. We even told him, hey, this whole day is devoted to you and you learning. But he got so frustrated. I've already said that apparently my stepfather is not a good teacher anymore. I feel like he was good when we would ski with him when I was younger, but I don't know if he's gotten more impatient as he's gotten older, or I don't know. He wasn't as good as I thought he was going to be at teaching. And I knew that I would not be a good teacher of skiing because I kind of do it by muscle memory. Mark wants me to teach him how to ride a bike because Mark also doesn't know how to ride a bike. And I'm not sure. First of all, I haven't ridden a bike in probably 20 years. If I were guessing, because I have not owned a bike since I went to college. I the last time I rode a bike was when I was in high school, probably. So even longer, probably longer than 20 years. I assume I would still remember how to do it, but I just haven't done it. And because I don't own a bike, I don't own a bicycle. So I like, how would I ride a bicycle? But I've keep putting off teaching him, A, because neither one of us own bicycles, but also because I don't think I would be good at teaching him. It's just one of those muscle memory things. Like, what do I do? Start him out with training wheels like you do when you're a kid. And I don't even know what to do. And we stayed by him, but like I said, we should have gotten him a teacher, and I think it would have gone better, but we didn't. We offered to get him a teacher after the fact, and he said no. We said, you know, you're not bothering us. We want to teach you. But he just got so frustrated, and he did other things. He didn't just go back and sit by himself friendless. He hung out with my family. So, you know, for what it's worth, for good or ill, he hung out with my family, and, you know, that's the way it was. One thing I didn't mention that I did do over the weekend. So after I got back from my haircut, I got back around 9 in the evening, and after and Mark wanted to watch this Justice League. Zack Snyder's Justice League, or whatever, they released it on HBO Max. And so he wanted to watch that, and we didn't realize it was 4 hours. Well, we didn't start it. We ate dinner and we came up to the studio because that's also our, you know, my recording studio is also our media room. And it's where I have the big TV that I bought that Gary thinks is not very big. We did video on Mix Minus on Friday. And the first thing Gary said is, well, Adam, that 85 inch TV that you got doesn't look very big. Well, it's, you know, my studio's in one half of the room and the 85-inch TV is way, I don't know, 15 or 20 feet away from me. And in the camera, it looked small, but it's 85 inches. Anyway, regardless, that's up here. So we came upstairs and we didn't get started until 10. And then when we loaded it up, that's when we realized it was 4 hours. And so we said, well, it's the weekend, you know, we can stay up till 2. For some reason, we're old men. We go to bed at 11 or 11:30 every night, even on the weekends. And it's all Mark's fault because Mark is an early, well, when I met Mark, he was an early to bed sort of person. He would go to bed about 9 o'clock. And I've always been a late night person. And so because of Mark, we just always go to bed between 11 and 11:30. I've slowly eked him up later and later and later in the evening. But it's still earlier. Like on a weekend, I'd probably be up till 2 or 3 Friday and Saturday night, I would probably be up till 2 or 3 if I was still single. But it was a big deal for us to say, oh, we're going to go ahead and watch a 4-hour movie starting at 10 o'clock. But we decided, well, if we're sleepy at midnight, we will turn it off and we'll watch the other half of it on Sunday. But we were able to make it until 2 in the morning. So I really enjoyed it. It was a little too long. I think 4 hours is too long, but I really enjoyed it. And a lot of the DC movies I don't enjoy, which is really sad because I love Superman and Wonder Woman and all of those. And it's just sad to me that the Marvel movies have gotten so much better than the DC stuff. Because growing up, I remember watching Superman, all the Christopher Reeves, all the, what's his name? Yeah, Christopher Reeves, Superman and stuff like that. And loving those movies. And now DC has just gone downhill. And I actually liked it. And I thought, but then I found out that Zack Snyder is not doing any of the new stuff. And they're not even, they may not even use the same actor for Superman going forward. So I don't know how I feel about that, but anyway, we really enjoyed it. And so there are some little tweets that I wanted to talk about really quick, and I'm going to pull this up. It may take me too long to pull it up and we may run out of music. That's just the way it is. You know, when you run out of music, you, your show is over. And so basically they were talking about, Kathy and Gary were talking about how I didn't release my show last night. I released it really late. My apologies for those of you who wait on bated breath. And also, now I'm looking here, but somebody said, oh, that they really enjoy Dennis's voicemails. Dean Barney really enjoys Dennis's voicemails. He said, can I play them every episode? Well, if Dennis calls in before every episode, I will play them. But I am really curious, though, whether Dennis, whether I was the person on Twitter that Dennis found who is not quite as classy as I sound on my podcast. Yeah, so I'm gonna stop there. But and we're going to go ahead and end it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.